Proclamation number 3480 of 14th of May, 1945. Willpower of the Servants of God. Mission. Anyone who has the word, i.e., who is able to hear the voice of God within himself, must also have the strength of will to spread God's word, and he will also fulfill his destiny as soon as his mission begins. Then the Spirit of God will impel him into constant activity, and he will not resist either, because he has already offered himself to God for service before, and this was the prerequisite for receiving the direct divine word. And the actual mission will begin when the battle against faith is obvious, when it is no longer waged secretly but people are openly attacked before the world who have faith in God, in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, and also confess it before the world. Then every servant of God will feel called by God, and he will do what the inner voice dictates. Confess and fight for God and try to win fellow human beings for the faith. Then the strength of his will become evident, for nothing will deter him or hold him back from his task which God has given him and which he is always willing to fulfill. Every servant called by God has the firm will to serve him with all his strength, and God directs them to the right field of work where he can develop the strength and work for the blessing of people who are of good will. But it will be a difficult task, because the enemy of the souls is too powerful and uses all means to render God's servants harmless. But the word is constantly sent to them, and through the word also the strength to resist. Because with the word God himself is with those who desire it and receive it with a believing heart, who let it come alive through their will and their works. Anyone who has the word also lives in love, and therefore also constantly receives strength from God, who is love himself and comes closer to the human being with every work of love. And therefore the word will always be the greatest provider of strength. After all, it has come directly from the spiritual kingdom to earth and, as spiritual strength itself at the same time, is extremely effective. It will lift people up, it will make them confident and strong in faith. And thus God's servants will also powerfully and fearlessly profess their faith before the world. They will try to spread the divine word and speak openly. They will not fear the world and carry out their mission as it is God's will, for they are called to do so by himself. They will not lack the will to work for him and will always receive the strength to carry out their will. Every path is marked out for them, for as soon as they submit their will to God of their own accord, God's will also works in them, which expresses itself in all actions, speeches and thoughts. Where the Spirit of God can work, the divine will must determine the person's life on earth, for the Spirit of God only works where the person's own will has been sacrificed to God beforehand. This is why a servant of God's path of life is in accordance with his spiritual task, and he need not anxiously worry, because it has to be governed according to God's will. And the human being himself is unable to change anything, even if his human thinking strives for change. But since God's will is active in the human being who wants to be of service to God, he will also never slacken and neglect his earthly task, for the Spirit from God impels him to work for him. The Spirit from God will constantly express itself and manifest itself in the word which is constantly conveyed to the human being, which he is always and constantly able to hear if only he listens within, in conscious contact with God. And he will seek this connection because his heart drives him to do so. The love for God and his neighbor, which urges him to seek closeness to God, which again and again drives him to prayer, to dialogue with God, the most loving father of his children, whom happiness is already prepared on earth by serving him. And God answers him. His fatherly love fulfills every request, and thus he hears his voice, and especially when he is called to proclaim God's will to his fellow human beings. To spread God's word in the world. These will never be weak-willed, for they are permeated by God's strength which is repeatedly conveyed to them through the word which is directly conveyed to earth from the spiritual kingdom so that people can become blessed who keep to his word in the last days, who accept it and thereby receive strength to endure until the end. Amen.